This is all about poetry. And the noise you hear in the background is the sound of Café Beda in Glanmire in Cork in Ireland. And I'm gathering here, meeting myself, in order to prepare myself for the Dylan Thomas Festival in Ennis-Dymond, which is coming up on the 18th to the 20th of May. And I have a small bit part as a speaker at it, but I'm going to the festival from a Friday evening to a Sunday afternoon, and I'm preparing for it, and this is part of my preparations. And most of my preparations have involved me dunking myself in the work of Dylan Thomas. But it isn't just Dylan Thomas who's going to be at this festival. There are going to be real, alive human beings, and one in particular I knew at school in Limerick. I knew her when she was, I think her name was Biddy Donnelly in those days, but she's now Jo Slade. And she is a painter and a poet, and I'm not really quite sure what the balance is, because I have only met her about once since I left school. But she's now a very successful poet, and she has written a series of poems about a Welsh woman. And it's very appropriate that the author of a series of poems about a Welsh woman should be coming to a festival which is in the house of a woman, an Irish woman, who married Dylan Thomas. Caitlin, however you pronounce her name. But this poem I'm going to read you now in a second is from a book by Jo Slade. And the book by Jo Slade is published by Pig Hog, whoever they are. I don't quite know who they are. And this is the first in a series of poems based on the life and work of Gwen John, who lived from 1876 to 1939. I mean, this isn't exactly over the same period of time as Dylan Thomas, but it's neither is it. They were actually alive at the same time. So she's not somebody I know. It says here in the blurb that she's one of the finest and most influential painters of her generation. She grew up in Wales and died in France in Dieppe, and she was 63 and she went to the Slade. So anyway, I won't just read you this. You can get this little slim volume called The Artist's Room, published in 2010. But I want to read you the first poem in it, and I want to read it to you because it's going to help me to get ready to meet Jo Slade, and I'm really looking forward to meeting Jo and seeing what it's like to have conversation with her. She's one of the featured poets at the event, and she, I think, is on the Friday morning, or certainly on the Friday, the 19th of May, if you want to hear Jo Slade herself. Now, I'm kind of hoping she's going to come down on the... She's in on the Saturday. But I'm hoping she's going to be there on the Friday so we can have a natter around the bar in the evening and tell stories, or at least that she's certainly going to stay on the Saturday night so that we can do that rather than just buzz in like a superstar and buzz out. Anyway, enough about that. Back to the poetry. I've never read this poem before. Well, I tell a lie. I read the first three lines and then decided I was going to stop and I was going to do an audio book. So here we go. The poem is called 87 Rue de Cherche Midi, Paris. Rue de Cherche Midi, Paris. That could be terribly important. We'll find out. Here we go. I looked for her in Paris, walked from place to place, lived the smells, the sounds, followed a plan I'd drawn of houses, apartment rooms she'd lived in, that sunlight entered at a slant and felt uneasiness, not her presence, more an aura of hands. Once I thought I saw her in the Tuileries, her hair pinned behind a hat, a woolen scarf tucked inside her coat. She was sitting on the steps, sketching a small boy with his mother. Wind gathered in the courtyard of the Louvre. It swirled round the steps, formed gusts that blew garden chairs over. Cold air froze my breath. The Tuileries emptied. Across the street, a light went on. A voice called out. I looked up. A figure blurred in half light. A hand drew the gardezette. Distance, loneliness. A figure at a window. Someone waiting. Will he come? She never thinks of painting. Days, months of writing letters to her love. The space he fills. Her room, their enclosure. Her heart spilling over till she feels, he says, till the lamp extinguishes what it reveals. I love that phrase. Till the lamp extinguishes what it reveals. At home, my easels turn towards the attic light. As I look out, the ash tree waves its topmost branches. Sunlight floods the portrait heads. Rilke says, love the corner of your room. Its wooden floors, its windows, the light. What she found were small illuminations, openings to pass through, the self unwinding downward to the blue. The self unwinding downward to the blue. The self unwinding downward to the blue. Anyway, that's me repeating the final line of the poem at the beginning of this small collection. And what can I say? I am so much looking forward to meeting the author of those lines and hearing her latest work. And I have absolutely no idea whether her latest work will be from this book or whether she has another one coming through. But this is a beautiful little book. Beautiful little book. Just my kind of book. Doesn't have too many poems in it. And it also has a painting. A copy of a painting. A corner of the artist's room in Paris, 1907 to 1909. Oil on Canvas by Gwen John. And this is in the Sheffield Galleries and Museum Trust. There we are. I wish you well. Bye-bye.